Hi, and welcome back to Old Time Preaching. I'm Tim, Chief of the Nobodies, President of the Slow Learners, and your friendly neighborhood sinner saved by grace. With God's help and a truckload of His mercy, I'm here to share a few truths He's been hammering into my thick skull. This little corner of the internet is inspired by the preaching legacy of Charles Spurgeon, J.C. Ryle, Martin Lloyd-Jones, and other giants of the faith. My goal? To bring you short, powerful sermons that work. And by work, I mean they hit me square between the eyes before they ever make it to you. Let's be real. I don't preach at people. I preach to myself. These messages are like spiritual sticky notes to remind me of God's truth on those days when I'm rushing out the door to my part-time job or wrestling with life's struggles. If you ever think, man, Tim's talking about me, just know, I'm talking about myself too. Here's the beauty of it. God uses imperfect people, and I'm proof of that. Like all of us, I'm a work in progress, a sinner saved by grace and stumbling forward every day. So take these messages with the love and humility they're offered in. They're reminders for me and for you that His grace is enough. Thanks for stopping by, and may God's word bless you as much as it continues to shape and challenge me. Oh, and if you'd like to know more about Old Time Preaching, just type it into Google. You'll find us. Can women be pastors? A biblical perspective. A feminist Christian woman might start with, all right, let me set the pastors, men, straight on this one. The debate about whether women can serve as pastors has been a contentious issue in Christian circles. Many argue that the modern church should adapt to evolving cultural norms, while others hold firmly to the teachings of Scripture. But the fundamental question remains, can women be pastors? I believe women can preach, someone might say. I feel called by God to share His word, and I don't see why women shouldn't have the right to preach in the church. Doesn't God equip everyone, regardless of gender? These arguments often stem from a genuine passion for ministry, but it's crucial to examine what the Bible says about women preaching and holding positions of pastoral authority. Scriptural foundations. The Apostle Paul addresses this issue clearly in 1 Timothy 2:12, where he writes, "I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet." Paul's reasoning isn't rooted in cultural norms of his time, but in the order of creation, as outlined in verses 13 to 14. "For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being deceived, fell into transgression." This teaching highlights God's design for men and women's roles in the church. It's not a matter of gifting or value. Women and men are equally valuable in God's eyes. Instead, it reflects God-ordained functions within His church. When we step outside these boundaries, we risk undermining the authority of Scripture itself. What does the Bible say about women preaching? The Bible consistently upholds the principle that men are to serve as pastors and preachers, while women have equally vital but distinct roles. This principle is affirmed throughout Scripture, including in 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, where Paul instructs women to remain silent in churches. Again, this isn't about silencing women's voices or diminishing their value. It's about honoring the structure God established. Jesus Himself reinforced this structure during His earthly ministry. Although women played critical roles in His life and ministry, such as being the first witnesses to His resurrection, He chose 12 men as His apostles. This decision wasn't because women were incapable, but because it aligned with God's design for leadership in the church. Examining the first woman preacher in the Bible, KJV, some argue that figures like Deborah or Priscilla serve as examples of the first woman preacher in the Bible, KJV. However, a closer look at their roles reveals a different story. Deborah was a judge and prophetess, not a pastor or preacher. Her leadership in Israel was unique and situational, and it didn't involve exercising pastoral authority over a congregation. Priscilla, along with her husband Aquila, helped instruct Apollos. But this teaching occurred privately, not in a public pastoral role. These examples highlight the important contributions of women in the Bible, but don't contradict God's design for men to hold pastoral authority. Is there any Bible verses supporting female pastors? Some might search for Bible verses supporting female pastors to justify women preaching or holding pastoral authority. However, such verses simply don't exist in the context of preaching to and leading a congregation of men. Instead, the Bible emphasizes complementary roles for men and women. Passages like Titus 2:3-5 encourage older women to teach younger women and guide them in godly living. This teaching ministry is invaluable and aligns perfectly with God's plan for women in the church. Can a woman preach in the pulpit? This question often arises from a desire to reconcile personal calling with biblical teaching. While women are undoubtedly gifted communicators and teachers, the act of preaching from the pulpit to a congregation of men falls under the category of pastoral leadership, which the Bible assigns to men. Paul's instructions in 1 Timothy 2:12 and 1 Corinthians 14:34-35 aren't culturally outdated. They are rooted in creation itself. Genesis 1-3 establishes the foundation for men's and women's roles, which remain relevant today. God's design for ministry. Although the Bible teaches that women shouldn't preach to or hold pastoral authority over men, it also highlights the vital ministries women are called to fulfill. Women are essential to the church's mission and can serve powerfully in many capacities, such as teaching and discipling. Women, Titus 2:3-5, encourages older women to guide and teach younger women, fostering spiritual growth and maturity. Mentorship. Women can mentor others in faith and help shape the next generation of believers. Evangelism and missions. Many women serve as missionaries, spreading the gospel and impacting lives worldwide. Hospitality and service. From hosting Bible studies to caring for those in need, women's contributions strengthen the church community. These roles aren't secondary or less important. They are critical to the flourishing of God's kingdom. Is this teaching outdated? When women step off this path and the church follows, the results are a catastrophe waiting to happen. Show me a church with a woman as a pastor, and I'll show you a church that's about to open its doors to all kinds of chaos, abortion advocacy, LGBT agendas, you name it. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion, with everyone saying, "but it feels right," as they veer further from Scripture. Critics often argue that biblical teachings on gender roles are outdated and irrelevant in today's society. They might ask, "what does the Bible say about women preachers?" or claim that Paul's writings were influenced by his culture. However, the Bible is timeless and transcends culture. Paul's arguments are rooted in creation, not cultural norms. To dismiss these teachings as outdated is to question the relevance and sufficiency of God's Word. The issue isn't about whether women are capable of preaching. Many women are gifted teachers and communicators. The issue is about submitting to God's authority as revealed in Scripture. When the church honors God's design, it thrives, remaining faithful to God's Word. The debate over women pastors ultimately comes down to whether we trust and obey Scripture. As Pastor MacArthur might say, the Word of God is not ours to edit, it is ours to obey. By studying passages like 1 Timothy 2:12, 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, and Genesis 1:3, it becomes clear that what the Bible says about women preachers is consistent and unwavering. Preaching to and exercising authority over a congregation of men is simply not supported in Scripture. Conclusion: can women be pastors? While the cultural conversation around this topic continues to evolve, the Bible provides clear and timeless guidance. Men and women are equal in dignity and worth, but have distinct roles within God's design for the church. Women are called to impactful and meaningful ministries that align with Scripture, such as teaching other women, mentoring, and spreading the gospel. By remaining faithful to God's word, the church can thrive and honor the Creator's design.